From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi troops have been moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby-trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. Afghan authorities say at least 30 civilians, including many children, are among the dead in clashes between U.S.-backed government forces and the Taliban in the northern Kunduz province. U.S. military confirming that two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting, two others were wounded. Turning now to U.S. presidential politics, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump held simultaneous campaign rallies in the state of North Carolina. Clinton said Trump is unfit to be president.
If Donald Trump were to win this election, we would have a commander-in-chief who is completely out of his depth and whose ideas are incredibly dangerous.
Trump went after Clinton over allegations she illegally used her influence when she was Secretary of State and made use of a private computer system.
These are sad events for our country. A high-ranking government official has been caught selling her public office, threatening national security, and engaging in a massive criminal cover-up.
The election will be held on Tuesday, November the 8th. Meantime, the New York Times CBS poll gives Clinton a 45-42% lead. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting that at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. IOM says 29 survivors, including women, children, and several babies, were brought to Lampedusa, Italy by the Italian Coast Guard. Lisa Schlein reporting now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Veriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered.
It is a really, really big worry because we are seeing these unprecedented numbers of people dying.
Veriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants by telling them Europe is going to turn over the rescue mission to the Libyan and Tunisian coast guards, and now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Soon Kim, a veteran U.S. diplomat with considerable experience facing the North Koreans, has been sworn in as the new U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. At the swearing-in, Secretary of State John Kerry said he would like to visit the Philippines before he leaves his post. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, who has not only spurned Washington but has launched obscenity-laced insults at President Obama and the departing U.S. Ambassador Philip Goldberg, announced an end to joint military maneuvers with the U.S. and initiated a strategic pivot from Washington to Beijing. Britain's High Court has ruled that the government must get parliamentary approval before it can begin the legal process to exit from the European Union, commonly known as Brexit. Trade Minister Liam Fox.
Mr. Speaker, the government is disappointed by the court's judgment. The country voted to leave the European Union in a referendum approved by Act of Parliament. The government is determined to respect the result of the referendum.
High Court ruling dealt a major blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to exit from the EU. Prime Minister has said that she would like to begin exit negotiations with the European Union by March 31st by relying on what is called the royal prerogative, a power that allows the government to withdraw from international treaties without parliamentary approval. Once opening negotiations, Britain would have 2 years to define what relationship that it will have with the EU after it leaves. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.